It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, August 19th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Authorities are asking for the public's help with information on vandalism to facilities at the Big Four Fairgrounds in Nashua. A Big Four Fair Facebook post on Friday afternoon asked, "Where do you even begin? Shame on the unproductive members of society who decided to break into the fairgrounds to vandalize and cause thousands of dollars in damage Thursday night." Pictures of the damages appear to show dust spread across the kitchen, perhaps from a fire extinguisher sprayed by the vandals. A bathroom was also trashed with a mirror shattered and a soap dispenser ripped off the wall. Anyone with information that would lead to the discovery of the culprits is asked to contact Big Four Fair or the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office. The city of Charles City could invest upwards of $6 million on a pair of water-related improvement projects. With the Lions Field swimming pool now closed for the season, City Administrator Steve Deere says crews will start this month on the first round of some $800,000 in repairs and upgrades to extend the life of the facility, now over 30 years old.
With any luck, they might even be done here before the end of the calendar year. With that work, and then the group that comes in and does the filters and the pool stuff, they'll be hitting that in the winter, early spring. It sounds like they have a pretty quick timeline as well. So as long as you don't find surprises or things like that, things will move along pretty quickly. But anytime you're digging a hole in the ground or dealing with water or pipes affected by chlorine, who knows what you're going to find.
Deere says the city is also exploring funding to fix and enhance the Charles City Whitewater Course, now 12 years old itself, through a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Game-changing community grant is kind of what it's called, and so there's probably about $5 million that's going to be looked at, be earmarked for improvements to the Whitewater Course, but we could get upwards of $15 million with no match on this, and so it's supposed to be a game-changer for the community, and so we're looking at various things that could be have a strong impact.
Deers adds that since the application for the EPA grant is an open cycle, a grant could be approved at almost any time. Select sections of the Avenue of the Saints Highway between Floyd and Interstate 35 are getting leveled, according to Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT.
Some places along that stretch of highway where more or less different panels of the road have settled and they cause some bumps. This is a slab leveling project. We have not done it in our district before. It has been done in other parts of the state, and it's been very successful, where they more or less pump some type of mortar underneath that slab to level it, and then it's got a good base, and it stays that way.
Helmstead says that project should wrap up by the end of August. Meanwhile, he says a much longer-term project is set to impact motorists traveling on Highway 65 in Mason City.
Now, this is a two-and-a-half-year project. All lanes will be open during the winter, but it's going to start this Monday, and it'll start by closing 65 at 19th Street South in Mason City. So if you drive through Mason City, you come in from the south, there will be a detour that you will be taking again starting on Monday.
Helmstead adds that a resurfacing project for I-35 in the Clear Lake area will be starting within the next week or two. While it will require some lane closures, there will be no detours involved. Work is expected to be completed by late October or early November. The Iowa Finance Authority and Iowa Economic Development Authority have announced their newly designated 2025 Iowa Thriving Communities, which include Mason City and Waterloo. Mason City Mayor Bill Schickel says this recognition not only affirms our commitment to providing housing for our workforce, but also energizes our ongoing efforts to build a brighter future for all residents. With this designation, we can continue to create a vibrant, inclusive community where everyone has the opportunity to prosper. The Thriving Community designation also comes with valuable scoring points for the Federal Housing Tax Credit and Workforce Housing Tax Credit programs, effective through 2025 for each community. In addition, the IFA-IEDA has granted Charles City a 2024 Iowa Thriving Community, an extension of 1 year to utilize their federal housing tax credits for market-rate housing. City Administrator Steve Deere says that could give Kading Properties, which toured the city earlier this month, extra incentive to build here.
So hopefully that'll be a key piece that allows them to maybe do something. You know, they do some single family housing, they do multifamily, but the multifamily is like fourplexes and sixplexes, and you know, everybody has their own entrance door and garage, so it's, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, what would they do? We have no idea. Are they interested in doing something? They seem to be, but we'll see what happens.
Deers adds that if the city can land Kading, the company would develop the land, build on it, and manage it long term. Kading has also heard similar pitches from Corydon, Cherokee, Oskaloosa, and Nevada as part of their hometown tour competition. A Northeast Iowa school district continues to make grief counseling available in the wake of the deaths of two students in two separate incidents last week. A North Fayette Valley Community Schools Facebook post says student support sessions are available by appointment this week by contacting your child's attendance center. Grief counselors were also made available Friday at the West Union Public Library and at the NFV Community Center building in Elgin. Meanwhile, donations are being accepted in support of the families of the two girls who died. According to a Facebook post by Euphoria Coffee in West Union, they have set up a donation bucket at the store to help raise funds for the families of Raylin Schultz and Zamina Navarro. 100% of the proceeds go directly to and will be split between the two families. The coffee shop says they also have additional donation buckets made for other area businesses to set out on behalf of the families. Venmo accounts have also been established for the Schultz and Navarro families at Schultz Family Fund and at Zamina-Benefit. Donations can also be made directly to banks in West Union for the Schultz Family Fund at Bank First and the Zamina Benefit account at Current Brothers Savings Bank. The Charles City City Council meets in regular session tonight. Their 6 p.m. agenda includes consideration of the city's largest payment to date on the Main Street Rehab Project. If approved, the payment of just over $635,000 will bring the city's total amount paid to Heartland Asphalt to almost $1.2 million. The New Hampton City Council meets in regular session at 7 o'clock tonight. Their agenda includes possible action on an increase in the garbage rate from Gendro Sanitation and how the city might deal with dead ash trees that have become an increasing hazard. The New Hampton School Board also convenes for their August meeting at 6:30 this evening. Their agenda includes possible raises in pay for substitute teachers. And the Floyd County Medical Center Board of Trustees meets at 5:30 this evening at the hospital in Charles City. Trustees are slated to hear an EMS proposal from Floyd County Board of Supervisors Chair Mark Kewen, who has been lobbying to have FCMC increase their financial support for ambulance services in the county. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.